The beginning of the quote has not been recorded. It starts as follows. Man gets into such a routine, usually of a type that will never get him anywhere. It is as though the handbrake is clutched so firmly all the time in an effort to hang on to the past at all costs. Really, only due to fear of insecurity and worry about the future.
But what is there to fear when you place yourself totally in the hands of the Lord? Surrender is the only solution that brings peace. Dissociate yourself from the past, that was a life without God, and let go of all feeling of resistance. Be convinced that the Lord will look after you in everything that you do. Laugh when the outcome is different than the one you expected, and be happy at all times. See the little problems for what they are, passing trivialities. My child, be patient. Just wait and see and accept whatever comes. These little aggravations should not worry or disturb you so much. Give me your love and see how my love will pour out and fill you with ecstasy. That is fulfillment, the Lord's love. You will never find fulfillment in business affairs or anything else. Look for inner peace and it will come. It is not so far away.
این کد به وسیله بچه‌ها ترجمه شده و از این قراره. آدمی خود را به شدت درگیر روزمرگی می کند و این روزمرگی معمولاً او را به هیچ کجا نخواهد رساند. انگار که ترمز دستی را کشیده است تا به هر قیمت که شده برای همیشه به گذشته متصل بماند و این تلاش برای چسبیدن به گذشته تنها به دلیل ترس عدم امنیت و نگرانی در مورد آینده است. اما آن هنگام که خود را به طور کامل به دستان خداوند می سپارید، چه چیزی برای ترسیدن وجود دارد؟ تسلیم بودن تنها راه حلی است که آرامش به ارمغان می آورد. خود را از گذشته که زندگانی به دور از خداوند بود جدا سازید و از هر احساس مقاومتی دست بکشید. یقین داشته باشید که خداوند در هر چه که انجام می دهید از شما مراقبت خواهد کرد. زمانی که نتیجه از آن چه شما در ذهن داشتید متفاوت است بخندید و در همه حال شادمان باشید. مشکلات کوچک را همان که هستند ببینید اموری ناچیز و زودگذر. فرزند من شکیبا باش، تنها منتظر بمان و هر آنچه رخ می‌دهد را نظاره کن و پذیرا باش. این سختی‌های ناچیز نباید چندان باعث نگرانی و ناراحتی تو شوند. عشق خود را نثار من کن و آنگاه ببین که چگونه عشق من به بیرون خواهد ریخت و تو را از وجد و سرخوشی سرشار خواهد ساخت. این است رضایت خاطر، عشق خداوند. شما هرگز این رضایت را در مراودت تجاری یا هیچ چیز دیگری نخواهید یافت. در جستجوی آرامش درونی باشید و از آن خواهد آمد و آن چندان دور نیست. از پیغام های سای برای تو و من، صفحه 75.
So for tonight, I didn't really have a question as such. What I wanted to know is, what is your personal experience with this? Baba says that we get into such a routine, a type that never gets us anywhere. We clutch that handbrake so firmly in an effort to hang on to the past, only due to fear of insecurity and worry about the future. But what is there to fear when you place yourself totally in the hands of the Lord? He says, surrender is the only solution that brings you peace. So I thought we could start with the first part. What are your experiences of that surrender? Do you have any questions? Do you have any obstacles to it? Anything we can all discuss? تجربتون از تسلیم شدن چیه؟ بابا میگه تنها این راه حل اینه که تسلیم بشین.
I'm not totally surrendered, but I had a problem recently and I would do whatever I thought I can. I would go this way, that way, I would hit myself to the walls and would do anything, and I would go deeper and deeper in my misery. Nothing would help. And one day I went to a meeting and I was early. I sat in my car and I was crying so hard and from the depth of my heart, and I said, Lord, I'm just, I don't know anything, and if you want to take care of this problem for me, please do. I don't want to do anything from this point, and I'm done. I was on my knees, even less than that. I was just under the ground, and I was crying so hard, and I really, with all my being, I just surrendered to God. And amazingly, within a very short time, like a week, he took care of me, that problem. And it was funny, I had a challenge for a really long time with that problem, and I couldn't solve it with my knowledge, because I thought I can fix it, I can do the best thing for myself.
Thank you.
من گفتم که من 100% تسلیم نیستم، ولی چند وقت پیش یه مشکلی داشتم که خیلی زمان طولانی بود و خیلی خودم رو در دیوار میکوبیدم، خیلی خودم سعی میکردم حلش کنم و خیلی به هرچی بیشتر تلاش میکردم بیشتر به بدبختی اضافه میشد. یه روز یه جلسه کاری داشتم و زود رسیدم، زودتر نشستم توی ماشین و زدم زیر گریه، یعنی دیگه واقعا اصلا دست خودم نبود و از تای قلبم شروع کردم به ناله کردن و خدا گفتم که میخوای از من مراقبت کنی یا نه، اگرم نمی کنی من دیگه هیچ کاری برای این مشکلم نمی کنم، برای اینکه هر کاری که میکنم بدتر میشه به جایی که بهتر بشه، و با تمام وجودم اینو خواستم و تسلیم شدم و واقعا طولی نکشید، با اینکه مدت ها بود با اون مشکل سر کله میزدم، ظرف مثلا یک هفته از همه چی مراقبت شد و انجام شد.
I start my day with doing this meditation. When I go and sit in the car before to start it here and do this meditation, then God is omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, then who am I? And that really helps me to surrender. So I need to cut myself in some situations, you know, during the day that I just forget, but that really helps me. So, and I think that, okay, so you are not the doer. You're just doing whatever you can, but just leave the results and don't worry about it. And then surrender, trust, promise, it's like all like a package, like all together, like has the same meaning for me. As long as you don't go with the thoughts, I will take care of you. And then, and I have seen so miracles in my life, like in the last, since of course 2014 that we moved here, so many of them that I was like, ah, if it was, if I thought that I could do anything, like, it wouldn't like that. من هر روز صبح که پا میشم روزم رو اینجوری شروع میکنم، وقتی میشینم تو ماشین مدیتیشن انجام میدم که وقتی خداوند همه چیز رو تمام دانه و همه جا هستش و تمام آگاهه، پس من چه کسی میتونم باشم؟ و این خیلی در طول روز به من کمک میکنه که تسلیم باشم و با دورشیب نرم و با افکار نرم. اعتماد، قول و تسلیم، همه اینا بر من هم مثل یه پکیج، هم مثل اینه که همه با هم میاد، خیلی به من کمک میکنه در طول روز. و واقعا با این تسلیم انقدر معجزه تو زندگیم دیدم که واقعا اگه مثلا فکر میکردم که من اگه عددی دیدم و واقعا میتونستم، هیچ وقت نمیتونستم همچین چیزایی اصلا تو زندگیم میامدم و هیچ وقت حتی باور نمیکردم یه همچین اتفاقایی تو زندگیم بیفته. You had no fight to me.
For me, it's like we get carried away daily, our day-to-day life. That sometimes I feel like, even though I like, I feel like I'm surrendering, but it seems like I still have like doubt. So not enough faith or what, but. But every time something, situation like this come up where I think that I have I doubt that, you know, Swami is not going to take care of me or what, or not going to
Because if I, when you surrender, you're giving any, like, you're just letting it be, you know. And then he always clears my doubt with doing something that, like, you know, you could just, like, why did I even bother doubting? It's like, you know, yeah, it's like, bang yourself. Just recent example I want to give, it's like, every Thursday we used to do Paduka Puja at Bhagavati Auntie's house. And it seems like lately we haven't been doing the Paduka Puja at all. We stopped doing it. And it just seems like it was like part of the, it just gave me a lot of joy and peace when we used to do Paduka Puja. The 108 Paduka, his name and everything. And I was feeling like I'm missing it, and I'm like, we need to do it again. And like, but then it's like, it just wasn't working out that it's been like three, almost 4 months that we haven't done Paduka Puja. So it just happens that somebody gives me a call, and they're like, some people from New Jersey or somewhere, they're here for Shirdi Sahib Paduka Puja. And I got a call, I'm like, wow. And I of course, I immediately, I'm like, okay, yes, I'm coming. And just sitting in that puja, and the host of the, whoever did the puja, they gave everybody a chance. Everybody had their own, tray and everything for to do puja. And there was a guy who sat and he explained each and every part of the puja. And that 1 hour that I sat for the puja, I was like, just like, not even there, it seemed like. Mm-hmm. And I was, I don't know, it gave me a lot of peace.
کامل میگه که در زندگی روزمره یه جوری با زندگی میریم و درگیر میشیم. من همیشه احساس میکنم که تسلیم میشم به بابا، ولی هنوز شک دارم که آیا واقعا بابا از من مراقبت میکنه، و همیشه میبینم که میکنه. بعد از خودم میپرسم چرا پس من شک داشتم. یه مثال دارم. الان 4 ماه که پنجشنبه ها پوجا نمی کنیم. ما هر پنجشنبه پوجا میکردیم، 108 اسمای خداوند رو میخوندیم، و این خیلی به من احساس شادی و صلح میداد و خیلی دوست داشتم دوباره پوجا رو داشته باشیم، ولی یه جورایی هی نمیشد. وقتی این احساس دیگه به اوج رسیده بود که یکی به من زنگ زد گفت خونه ما امشب مهمون داریم از یه ایالت دیگه و میخوایم پوجا داشته باشیم، و من رفتم فوری و نشستم و هممون امکانشو داشتیم که بریم پوجا رو انجام بدیم. برای اون یه ساعت خیلی احساس صلح و آرامش داشتم.
I relate a lot to the first sentence that talks about getting stuck in a routine. And I have found that is such a dangerous place for me to be. When day after day it's all the same, I get very dry. Mm-hmm. And the key for that has been spontaneity. Like, I have to keep it fresh or I start to dry up like a prune or something. So I'm not exactly sure what that has to do with surrendering, but I know that it helps me.
بهار میگه که برای من اول این کوت خیلی به دلم میشینه که ما در یه روتین روزمره گیر میکنیم، و برای من خطرناکه اگه هر روز شبیه روز قبل باشه خشک میشم. برای من این کمک میکنه که سپانتینیس باشم،
به صورت مداوم خودم رو تازه نگه دارم، در لحظه باشم، مثل این نباشم که مثل یه آلو که خیلی خوب داره خوش میشه.
حالا من نمیدونم این با تسلیم چه ربطی داره، ولی این خیلی به من کمک میکنه.
How do you keep that, you know, keep yourself fresh?
I have to like literally change it up. Like in Atlanta, I'm not good at it. You know, but when I'm here, you know, it's a lot easier. But it really is the key. I can't just like do the same thing every day. So I really have to, you know, break it. I have to leave work and go for a walk. I have to, after work, not do the same thing every day when I come home. It's literally about doing different things at any chance that I can, not doing the same thing over and over.
سپید میپرسه که چجوری این کارو میکنی که در لحظه میمونی؟ بهار میگه وقتی تو اتلانتا خیلی در این کار
خیلی سخته باسم، ولی وقتی اینجا هستم خیلی راحت‌تره.
و نه خوبه. و واقعا یعنی من هر روز یه کار جدید انجام بدم. هر روز.
I also really like that first part of the quote where it talks about stuck in the routine and clutching onto the handbrake. And I looked at my life and there are things that I do routinely out of habit, and they, not only some of them don't bring me joy, some of them bring me unrest or unpeacefulness or even physical problems. But it's
what?
Part of a routine. Either thoughts that I do or things that I do. But it's part of a routine. So much so that I don't even stop to look at them. You might stop to look at a menu at a restaurant and say, what am I going to eat? Well, I feel like this. This food goes with me. This not so much. But in my own life, I saw that there are things that I don't analyze. I just do them. That thinking.
Yeah. It's talking about the routine, most of the time as a human we are sleepwalking, meaning that we're unconscious more than conscious. The reason is memory. We live by memory, and which is fine. This is how the norm is. And Baba's quote that he is mentioning about the past is when you become vigilant in the moment and be aware of yourself, then you're no longer living with the luggage or the memory or routine. It's like this. When you sit in the car, you drive the car. It's so automatic for you that you can be on the cell phone, which you shouldn't be. You can be talking to your child and you get the... But are you enjoying your driving? Are you aware of being in the car and watching the scenery going by? So, you see, when you become good at something, repetition makes memory. And memory makes unconscious life. Clutching to the memory means unwillingness to be alert, unwillingness to wake up in the moment. And truly, any time that we are not, we're on a cruise control, we think we are living, but we're not present. That's why changes in the routine, what it does is just jerks you out of that unconscious, half-sleep, half-awake state. And is enough to be alert. I call that surrender. When I'm alert, is there a need for surrender? And is the surrender complete? You can't say anymore. It's just... there's no question of getting and giving and because there is no memory. So is there just the perfection of the moment that one is awake in? That's what I take from Swami's, Sai Baba's quote. What he is saying is stay awake. Don't clutch into your take the car out of the cruise control.
ساتیام جون میگه که در مورد روتین که بهار میگفت آدمیزاد ما همه داریم تو خواب راه میریم، یعنی بیشتر ناآگاهانه هستیم تا آگاهانه. با memory
همش با
حافظه هستیم، یعنی با حافظه زندگی میکنیم. این عادیه. این کوت میگه که در مورد گذشته وقتی تو آگاهانه در این لحظه باشی بیداری، یعنی با خودی. و دیگه
let me finish it because it was a hard one to translate. مثل این میمونه که تو ماشین باشیم، ماشین رانندگی رو خوب بلد باشیم، دیگه توجه نمی کنیم به اطرافمون، به بودنمون. مثل کسی میمونه که خوابالوه تو خواب داره راه میره و این در لحظه بودن باعث میشه که خاطرات نداشته باشیم. هر وقت در لحظه هستیم خاطرات نداریم. و همین حرفی است که بابا داره میزنه، اینو بعدا میتونی ترجمه کنی بفرستی، ولی که خیلی بلند و بالا بود.
بعد شما گفتین که این بیدار بودن یعنی تسلیم، چون وقتی که بیداری آگاهانه دیگه
There's no question of surrendering because you are automatically
نیازی هم نیست برای تسلیم شدن. حتی نمیتونی بگی تسلیم کامل هست دیگه، سوالی حرفی در مورد تسلیم نیست دیگه، گرفتن و داشتن حرف اینا نیست دیگه، خاطره نیست، فقط کامل بودن، کامل در اون لحظه که توش بیدار شدیم. و من اینو از کوت بابا من درکم از کوت بابا اینه که بیدار بمونیم، ماشین رو از کروز کنترل در بیاریم.
I understand the importance of surrender, but to know something and to practice something is two different things. So my question, I'm really having a hard time. If you will not practice this surrendering, if you cannot understand this inside your soul, does it mean that you will never be able to be happy with the undesirable outcome of the events?
No. It doesn't mean that. You don't need to surrender. Just don't go with your thoughts that are unpleasant. In other words, when know that you're free. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. Know that you are free, completely free, and you are perfect. Now, when some unpleasant things comes, know that you have a choice. You can either believe them or accept them, or react to them, or just let it go and stay unaffected. Now this needs a little bit of practice, but empty mind, I always say, is a realized mind. Everything we do on a spiritual path and in the world to take us to a place where we don't react to our own thoughts. So even if out of 10 thoughts, you can catch yourself 2 times and let it go, after a while, they never come back. They don't have a home. Mm-hmm. They don't have someone to converse with. Does
Thank
that?
You. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Elena میپرسه که من میفهمم که تسلیم شدن مهمه. میدونم، اما سوال من اینه که اگر من کاملا هنوز تسلیم رو نفهمیدم یا درک نکردم، یعنی نمیتونم که چیزایی که خیلی جالب نیستن تو زندگیمو بپذیرم؟ و ساتیان گفت نه، تو فقط کارت این باشه که با چیزا و فکرای خیلی جالب نرو. اولا بدون که تو آزادی.
فکرایی که خوب نیستن، نه خیلی جالب.
اولا بدون که تو آزادی، تو کاملی. وقتی یه فکر بعد میاد تو چاره داری، یا میتونی باورش کنی و بپذیرش و عکس‌العمل نشون بدی، یا میتونی رهاش کنی و بیستی. و این کار تمرین میخواد. من همیشه میگم ذهن خالی ذهن
آزاده.
کاری که ما میخواییم بکنیم اینه که دیگه عکس‌العمل نشون ندیم به این فکرها. حتی اگه بتونی دو تا فکر رو، مچ دو تا رو از هر ده تا رو مچش رو بگیری، بعد از یه مدتی اینا دیگه بر نمیگردن، چون چیز خونه ندارن، کسی رو ندارن که باشون مکالمه داشته باشن.
The true surrender is when there is no question of surrendering. When you have realized who you are and you have given up what you are not, that is the purest surrender. Any other way of surrender is 1 minute there, 1 minute isn't. So what brings us to a total surrender, which is not even a surrender, it's just emptiness, is by knowing that the image we have of ourself, it is not who we are. Say I have an image of myself that I'm weak, or I react too much, or I don't have the strength, or I am not good enough, or I'm not loved enough, or whatever the image of myself is. It's what lives through me. This entity lives through me and is very incapable of living a good life because it's not even real. So, shattering image, you know, in those old days when people worshipped the idol, they would go and break it. To me, the idol is this image that we have of ourselves that needs to be broken. And how do we break it? By not feeding it with our attention. By not accepting it. When a thought comes, I can't do it, do it. When the thought comes, I am unhappy, be happy. When the thoughts comes, you're fearful, be courageous. Go against this image until it's shattered.
ساتیا میگه تسلیم واقعی یعنی که اون چیزی که نیستی رو رها کردی. این تسلیم خالصه. تسلیم دیگه، هر نوع تسلیم دیگه یه لحظه هست یه لحظه نیست، ولی تسلیم کامل یعنی خالی بودن. یعنی
وقتی که تسلیم یعنی چی؟ یعنی هیچی نمونده که تسلیم کنی. این تسلیم واقعیه. و این ستیامی که ساختی یا رادهایی که ساختی که هزار ایراد داره و بهش پرسنالیتی یا شخصیت میگیم، این باید مثل بوتی هست که زندگیمونو داری میچرخونه. این بوت باید شکسته شه با ناقبولی ما نسبت بهش. Remember simplicity. Remember simplicity. The more simple you think, the more room there is for your peace. So simplicity, you don't have to do too much to get God. You don't have to search too much to find God. You don't have to be too good to have God. Our motto is to be simple. Simple means you don't have to fight your mind. You don't have to push and pull. Just be simple. And the end of all the worship, the end of all the devotion, the end of all the wisdom, the end of all the service should bring you to silence. What does this silence is? simplicity. Simplicity of looking at the world, simplicity of solving your problems, simplicity of achieving, simplicity of thinking, simplicity of speech, simplicity of your action. You know, and the world right now is too complex. You want to entertain yourself, you better have $10,000 and a lot of equipment to get enjoyment out of it. Just simple. People are tired of learning and having to have discipline. Throw all of it away. Just be simple and enjoy yourself. Saint Francis of Assisi says, simple joys are holy. What does it mean? Because only a child can enjoy a simple joy. Go back to that time when you are carefree, mm-hmm. and just be carefree now. They have seen me, they do activities with me, I do crazy stuff and simple stuff. So that's what I mean. Get up and dance, sing, go for a run, pour water on somebody's head. Just don't take life too seriously. It's not worth it.
ساتیا میگه که من فقط میخوام اینو یادت باشه. ساده بودم. وقتی که فکرات سادم جا داری برای صلح و آرامش.
کمکش میتونیم بکنیم بکنین. اول اینکه چه سابجکت مهمی بود.
و کار زیادی نمیخواد بکنی. نمیخواد دنبالش بری. خیلی آدم خوبی باشی. ساده باش. ساده یعنی چی؟ یعنی با ذهن نجنگی. ساده باش. آخر هر سرسپردگی، هر خرد، هر کار خیر باید تو رو به سکوت بیاره.
هر راهی رو که تموم کنی باید آخر خیابون خونه سکوت باشه. اگه نباشه راه غلط بود.
برای سکوت یعنی چی؟ یعنی به طور ساده به دنیا نگاه کردن، به طور ساده مشکلات رو حل کردن، به طور ساده فکر کردن، به طور ساده به دست آوردن، به طور ساده حرف زدن و به طور ساده عمل کردن. دنیا خیلی پیچیده شده. اگه الان میخوای خودتو سرگرم کنی باید پول زیادی داشته باشی. آدم میزدی که خسته شدن از یاد گرفتن و دیسیپلین داشتن. همه رو بریز دور. ساده باش. از زندگیت لذت ببر. سنت فرانسیس میگه که خوشی های ساده
مقدسن.
فقط یه بچه میتونه از چیزهای ساده لذت ببره. برگرد به اون موقع و الان ساده باش و لذت ببره دنیا. اونایی که دور بر من هستن میبینن من کارهای خیلی ساده میکنم که خیلی فانم، خیلی بچگونم. برقص، آواز بخون، یه لیوان آب خالی کن روی سر یکی دیگه. فقط زندگی رو اونقدر جدی نگیری.
و این چیز دیگه که ساتی همجون گفتن که لزومی نداره که حتما خیلی آدم خوبی باشی تا خدا رو داشته باشی. لازم نیست خیلی کامل باشی، نمیدونم خیلی بیگناه باشی تا اینکه خدا رو داشته باشی. همین که ذهنت ساده باشه و آروم باشه همین کافیه.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Om Jai.